From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman, a claim of responsibility for a terrorist attack in Indonesia. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital that left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. The Islamic State linked Amak News Agency says the attack in an upscale neighborhood in central Jakarta targeted foreign nationals and security forces charged with protecting them. Violence began with a series of explosions middle morning in an area near an upscale shopping center. Also, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings are in the area. 6 blasts were reported. The militants engaged in intense gun battles with police throughout the day. By late afternoon, authorities declared the attack over, saying all 5 militants were killed. 2 civilians, including a Dutch citizen, were also killed, according to police. At least one of the blasts occurred close to a Starbucks coffee shop frequented by foreigners. The coffee chain later said it closed all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the Jakarta attacks on Thursday.
There is nothing in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. And so we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror. And we are absolutely committed to our fight against Daesh, against Boko Haram, against Al-Shabaab. And that is the challenge, evidently, of our times.
Kerry spoke after talks in London with the Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeer. This is VOA News. Authorities in southeastern Turkey say militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party killed 6 people and wounded 39 others in a car bomb attack. This happened overnight in Sinar. That's a town in Diyarbakir province. A statement from the provincial governor's office said the attack targeted a police station and an adjacent housing complex for officers and their families. The militants also attacked the complex with guns. Turkish forces then launched a new offensive in July against the PKK in southeastern Turkey, a move that ended a ceasefire of more than 2 years between the militants and the government. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan further pledged in November to continue until every one of the militants was defeated. Another round of aid convoys moved toward 3 besieged Syrian towns on Thursday following the delivery of the first batch of much-needed food and medicine earlier this week. Those latest convoys have now arrived. The International Red Cross, which is partnering with the United Nations and the Syrian Red Crescent Society, said the trucks were going to Madaya, Fua, and Kafraya. The first round of convoys arrived in those 3 towns late on Monday. The United Nations and others say people in Madaya have died of starvation. The Syrian ambassador to the UN denies that. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien said Monday that 400 people in the town faced death unless they were evacuated for medical treatment. And an ICRC spokesman called the situation there heartbreaking. The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West Africa outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement Thursday came after 42 days without a new reported case in Liberia. When announcing the milestone, the WHO cautioned that more small outbreaks are expected and called for continued strong surveillance to keep the disease at bay. The WHO representative in Liberia pledged that the organization would continue to support Liberia in its effort to prevent, detect, and respond to any new Ebola cases. The western United States state of California and the southeastern states of Tennessee and Florida each announced winning tickets in the record-breaking Powerball lottery that had a jackpot of over $1.5 billion. A spokesman for the California Lottery said a winning ticket had been purchased at a 7-Eleven convenience store in Chino Hills, a suburb of Los Angeles. Locations of the winning ticket sales in Tennessee and Florida had not been made public. Leading up to Wednesday's drawing, lottery officials said ticket sales reached record levels, which pushed the jackpot even higher. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.